Greetings, and welcome to Research on Religion, a weekly podcast series devoted to the social scientific study of religion. I'm Anthony Gill, your host, professor of political science at the University of Washington, and distinguished senior fellow at Baylor University's Institute for Studies of Religion, the gracious sponsor of our podcast. We encourage you to visit our website at www.researchonreligion.org to post comments, ask questions, access additional material related to today's program, and to find out what is happening at the Institute. All right, let's begin. My guest today is nobody but little old me. Having recorded our 200th episode just last week, I've decided to take a short break to get a few other things done and to re-energize a bit. Not to worry, though, as I have a list of great guests to interview lined up, and we have another spectacular discussion with Mark David Hall coming up for the July 4th week. I should note that I provide this service to the general public free of charge and without any financial compensation coming my way. I also do this podcast above and beyond my regular professorial duties. Basically, this is a hobby for me. And on occasion, I just need a vacation. So this week, I invite folks to play around with our website a little bit and sift through our archives to find an episode that you may have missed. We cover everything from politics to physics and from ancient Roman history to contemporary cowboy churches. I also want to take a moment to thank a number of people who have been very supportive of this podcast. This all started out about 4.5 years ago as a pipe dream to emulate the work of Russ Roberts over at Econ Talk. I found his podcast to be extremely educational. I love the format, and I started to wonder if this could be done for my particular subfield, the social scientific study of religion. There were some doubters at first, and I ran into a few roadblocks, but my affiliation with Baylor University's Institute for Studies of Religion was a huge plus in the process. Both Byron Johnson and Rod Stark didn't even hesitate when I mentioned that I wanted to do this. Literally, within 48 hours, they were lining up all the initial equipment and support that I needed to make this happen. I can't thank either of them enough. I also have to give a big, huge thanks to the support staff over at ISR, particularly Frances Malone, who is probably the most fun executive assistant out there. She actually understands all my bizarre, humorous emails and requests. Neil Loof, a Baylor grad over at Internet Imagineering, has been extremely supportive in his role as our webmaster and pulled us out of some hairy situations on more than one occasion. He's the guy who keeps all the background web stuff running so smoothly. I've also benefited from a series of guests who have just been great. I can honestly say that over the course of 4 years and 200 interviews, there have only been a very, very small handful of episodes that have not rated as excellent. Several guests, such as Mark Hall, Mike McBride, James Felak, Matt Frank, Jim Papandrea, Kerry Casel, and Jeremy Lott, have been so good and so much fun that I just want to keep going back to that well. And there are many other folks who I've recently interviewed that will undoubtedly be back on the show again in the future. I should also note that I've benefited a great deal from our listeners who have emailed me or who engage us on our Facebook fan page. Just when I think nobody is listening in, I get a spate of messages telling me how much they enjoy the program. Greg Lucinko rates as my number one fan, and I've built many of his suggestions into the show. Since I don't get paid for this, these messages are the paychecks that keep me going, so don't be shy. Drop me a note at tgill@uw.edu. That's tgill@uw.edu. And let me know what you like, don't like, or what you'd like to see more of. And please, help us get the word out by introducing our program to your friends, colleagues, and fellow congregants. With no advertising budget, we need the word of mouth to help build our audience. Finally, a big shout out to my family for tolerating all the extra time that I put into this. There are weekends that I just don't devote enough time to the family as I should, but they're still here, so a big thanks to Becky and Victor for putting up with this. Victor especially has been a very enthusiastic evangelist for this program and thinks we should get afloat in the Carnation 4th of July parade to advertise the show, or at least some t-shirts to wear around town. I like the way he thinks. And of course, there is Rocky J. Barkington IV, the irascible golden retriever who, if you listen carefully, occasionally lets his opinions be known on the show. And he has inspired our new fans, the Barkington Elementary School Cheer Squad kids, to show up and voice their enthusiasm as well. Well done, kids. Well done. Yay! So thank you.
It's been a great 4 years so far. Stay tuned for the next four, because we're on a roll.
Thank you for listening to Research on Religion. To learn more about today's topic, participate in a discussion about what you've heard, or browse other podcasts, please visit our website at www.researchonreligion.org. And if you like what we're doing, please tell a friend. We'd appreciate the company. See you next week.